Bandwidth and hosting for Bageltech News is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by DCS Cabling, National Data and Security Solutions. Hello, welcome to Bageltech News. It's Friday the 17th of December 2010. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So what's cold, wet, green and slimy and can jump four times its own body length? The answer you would think would be a frog, but no, it wouldn't. It would be the French government ministers, because they've all passed a bill in French allowing the government to add any website to a blacklist that it fancies. Also, the website can be added without the intervention of the judiciary, and there's no appeal to the judiciary if you don't like the fact that you're on the website. The bill was originally introduced to stop paedophilia, however now it's been expanded to every single website that the French government feels it doesn't want you to see. Oh dear. How sad. But never mind, it's only the French, eh? Apple suppliers have been arrested. An insider trading sweep by federal prosecutors has led to the arrest of five suspects. Now, these five suspects include directors of Apple suppliers Flextronic. They've been arrested on charges of leaking confidential information about upcoming iPhones and the unreleased iPad to people. Based on the fact that we saw a few little cases come out last week, it could be true then. Oh dear. And Apple is to open its Mac App Store on January the 6th in 90 countries. Apple announced yesterday that it's going to come. It will be for OS X Snow Leopard only, and it will debut with both free and paid applications, and you'll be able to get them right there that day by signing up for it. Fantastic idea. I hope the developers get plenty of money from it. And Apple's iTunes Music Store is also pretty fantastic. It's climbed to 66% of the digital music market. That's ahead of everyone else, and it's not based on the fact that it's the cheapest either, because there's plenty out there that's better and cheaper. What it's based on is the fact that it's got the linking of the iPad, so you could see monopolies and mergers being involved here. Electronic Arts is also selling a load of its iOS games for 99 cents this weekend. The holiday time is forgiving, and EA have decided that they want to give plenty away. The EA holiday sale will have loads and loads of titles, including Need for Speed Hot Pursuit for iPad, Need for Speed Shift for iPad, Madden NFL 11, and Mirror's Edge for iPad. If you fancy those games, they're well worth getting for 99 cents, because they go up to $12.99. Sony has announced the official PlayStation application for the iPhone. The European PlayStation site announced it today. Whether there's going to be a mirrored announcement today on the US site, we'll wait and see. However, don't get excited, because the PlayStation app is only about all of your things like your trophies and your friend's status and that kind of thing. You won't be playing any games on it. One of our favourite applications is Opera, and Opera 11 is out for download this morning. If you like Opera, go and get it. There's some fantastic stuff coming on it. I've only just downloaded it. I haven't had a chance to have a play with it yet, but Opera is calling tab stacking their biggest leap forward. There's also a whole load of visual mouse gestures available to you if you operate a visual mouse. I wonder about trackpad. Google's made a whole load of changes to its TV service in the last week, but one of the things that he's got now is the ability for you to search for your content based on voice alone. What a great addition that is. I would love, based on the fact I've got so many movies on the server, to be able to search for them by voice. That would be far better than scrolling. Bring it to Apple TV, for God's sake. Perhaps one of the most fantastic potential applications that I've ever seen is WordLens. It's an augmented reality language translator for the iPhone. Basically, you point it at a sign and it will automatically, in real time, translate it into the same sign but with your own language on it. If this is real and it actually works and it's not just the stuff that they've staged, then bloody marvellous. I'll be downloading it today just to see, unless it's really expensive, of course. And Microsoft has got its first ever sex game. It's a Kinect game, of course, where you get to use your hands on people that are stood in front of you. If you ever get to the stage of where you're actually playing this game, then I would go and find a pearl handle revolver and a large glass of whiskey and put an end to your sad and pathetic life. Come on. And BMW has used bright lights to put information onto your retina. They've tried to boost sales of the BMW S1000R, which is a very fast and sexy bike, by giving it to world superbike rider Ruben Zaus. He was flogging it round a track, but during that footage, they flashed up with a very high intensity light the BMW logo. People saw it for a millisecond and they didn't even register it. And then after the ad was finished, they were asked to close their eyes, and lo and behold, all they could see in their eyes was the logo. It'd been burned onto their retina temporarily. Is that illegal? Because it really bloody should be. That's a disgrace. And finally, we go over to Santa for our crap for Christmas. Hello, Santa. How are you doing?
Yeah, morning, Ewan. Yeah, good morning, Ewan. Yeah, feeling chipper today. I've got to say the drugs are wearing off pretty good now. The old sore throat's going. Looking forward to this evening. That'll be absolutely fantastic. Can't wait to do the big show. Yes, it'll be absolutely brilliant. I've been boning up on all of the stuff from the week and listening to the show. So today's crap for Christmas is the Sanko Monitor Hub. It takes all your desktop crap and it hangs it off your screen, which is a really bit of a... not really good, really, I would have thought. It makes it look a real clutter. It's bloody awful. Don't buy it. And there's no price on the story as well, which always makes you a bit suspicious, doesn't it? So, everything that you've got can go on it. It's the Thanko Monitor Hub. Yes. Anyway, see you later, children. 10 p.m. UK time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the big show. That'll be fun, yes. Have a good day. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Thanks, Santa. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook and Vimeo at bageltechnews. We'll be back again this evening for the Bagel Tech Big Show with Santa, of course. I can't wait to listen to that one because I will be tucked up in bed and I won't be doing any more big shows. That'll be the last big show before we go to the new year. And then we'll be back with Bagel Tech News next week as normal, hopefully. But I've got a few days work, so I'll have to try and figure out how I'm going to do it. If you want to give us a review, we'd really appreciate it. And please, please, please go and click on our sponsors, UK2.net. They've had a fantastic year with them and they really do deserve the support that we can give them back in the other direction. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any podcasts, I'm afraid. Have a good day and thanks for listening.